Price shock, producer inflation accelerates again. By John Carney on December 9, 2022. A key measure of prices of goods and services sold by U.S. businesses showed inflation accelerated again in November. The producer price index rose 0.3% in November from October, the Labor Department said Friday. The producer price indexes for September and October were revised up from 0.2% to 0.3%, indicating inflation was already running hotter than previously thought. Forecasters had expected prices to rise by 0.2%, matching the preliminary reported rate in the previous 2 months. Over the past 12 months, the producer price index is up 7.4%, higher than the 7.2% forecast by analysts surveyed by Econoday. Core producer prices, a metric which excludes food and energy, rose 0.4% for the month, twice the consensus forecast. The prior month's figure, which showed core prices flat, was revised up to a 0.1% rise. On a 12-month basis, core producer prices are up 6.2%, which compares to expectations for a 5.9% increase. So-called core prices, which also exclude trade services, rose 0.3% for the month and 4.9% from a year ago. Economists had forecast a 0.2% rise. Trade services measure the markups of retailers and wholesalers rather than prices in an attempt to see what merchants are paid for the services of things like arranging sales, showrooms, and store displays. Food inflation really heated up. The producer price index for food rose a nose-bleeding 3.3% in November, led by a 38.1% increase in the prices of fresh and dry vegetables. Energy prices offset this by falling 3.3%, including a 6% decline in the price of gasoline. The index for goods excluding food and energy rose 0.3%. The total goods index was up 0.1%. Services prices rose 0.4%, the fastest rate of services price increases since August. Trade services jumped 0.7%. Transportation and warehousing services fell 0.9% after rising 0.4% in the prior month. The Department of Labor said that about one-third of the November services prices can be traced to prices for securities brokerage, dealing, investment advice, and related services, which jumped 11.3% as the stock market rallied.